Polo by Jilly Cooper, read by Teddy Allen. She was interrupted half an hour later by the doorbell. Imagining it was some creditor, she was just sidling downstairs intending to bolt the door when it opened and Basil Baddingham walked in. He looked so opulent with his patent leather hair and his even suntan and his wide, wolfish smile showing his perfect teeth that he seemed to have come from another planet. "Please go away," said Daisy, clapping her hands over her blubbered, swollen face. "It's not a good time."
"Always a good time for a drink," said Baz.
Brandishing a bottle of Dom Perignon, he set off purposefully towards the kitchen where lunch still lay on the table, and Gainsborough was thoughtfully licking up Perdita's untouched shepherd's pie.
"I'm really not up to it," mumbled Daisy.
"Get some glasses," said Baz, removing the gold paper from the bottle. "I am your knight in shining armour."
"I had one of those," said Daisy, "but he walked out because I didn't keep it shining enough."